Don't you think it's curious that when the risen Jesus appears to the disciples, who have just been talking about him and his appearances, that their first reaction was that they were startled and terrified? It's kind of a telling reaction. I think it tells us that they were excited to think about Jesus, to talk about him, even to think about him being alive. But they weren't really ready to encounter him. Could that also be you and me? We talk about Jesus. We even pray to him. We may feel doubtful at times whether he's really listening or even there. Maybe we feel like our prayers are just us talking to ourselves. How come he doesn't talk back after all? At least in the way that I think he should talk back. How come he doesn't appear to us like he did to the apostles? I think the gospel today challenges us on some of those questions. How much do we really want to encounter Jesus? Or are we actually more comfortable keeping him at a certain distance, where we can think about him, meditate on him, pray to him, get upset with him when he doesn't answer our prayers the way we want, but not really have to deal with him? The apostles were startled and terrified when he actually walked into their room, in their space, and spoke to them. What? Now what do we have to do? We're much more comfortable praying to a distant Jesus, aren't we? If we're honest with ourselves. Maybe that's sometimes why we're even afraid of death, because we're not really sure what to expect afterwards. We don't really know him. If we kept him at a distance for much of our lives, then do we really know him personally? Jesus' response to the startlement and the terror of the apostles is to invite them to be reacquainted with him. Come near, he says. Come here. Come and touch me. Come and hold me. Come and see me. Come and spend time with me. He doesn't shake his head or get upset, but he does ask why we're troubled. This fear of getting close, who put that fear in your heart? That kind of fear doesn't come from God, and he didn't create us with it. That kind of fear comes from the enemy. Let me say that again. That kind of fear comes from the enemy. Do you even realize that the enemy is attacking us? That there's a battle and that there's an enemy? And the question is whether we're even in the fight. In his letter to the Ephesians, St. Paul instructs us to put on the armor of God so that you may be able to stand firm against the tactics of the devil. And then he repeats himself a verse later, put on the armor of God, that you may be able to resist the devil on the evil day and have done everything to hold your ground. The fear that holds you back from really praying, the fear that holds you back from real intimacy or friendship, the fear that holds you in old sinful habits, the fear that holds you back from pursuing the dream that God has placed in your heart, that fear is from the enemy. And we need to put on the armor of God and hold our ground against him. It's powerful to me in that gospel when Jesus says, come here and look at my hands. And look at my feet. The gospel says that it is I myself. The Greek there literally is that I am. See my hands and my feet because I am. The divine name. A second thing that Jesus says in the gospel today is, what are these questions that arise in your hearts? Questions aren't bad, but sometimes they come from the evil one too. Why do I keep sinning? And then he whispers a response, because you're nothing but a sinner. Do I really know the Lord? Of course you don't. If God really hears me, how does he respond? Why would he want to hear you? That nagging, degrading, accusatory voice, it isn't you. Fight it. Resist it. I'm sure we all have our share of wounds, right? We all do, from our parents or from family, from a peer, maybe from an ex-relationship. And part of the problem is even recognizing the wounds that we have. We tend not to want to open up to our own weaknesses. But I guarantee that the enemy knows your wounds and targets them every chance he gets. That voice taking advantage of your wounds, that's from the enemy. And we need to realize that and recognize our need for healing. The voice of truth says, do not be afraid. The voice of truth says, peace. The voice of truth says, come near me. Let me come near you. Let me give you the armor of God. The voice of truth in our second reading from the first letter of John says, I don't want you to sin. But if we do sin, we have an advocate, Jesus Christ, the righteous one, who sacrificed himself on the cross for us. For us. To silence that voice of the accuser and to lift us out of our sins. And we can experience that healing sacramentally in the sacrament of confession. But if we're startled by him, if the thought of him drawing close to you is uncomfortable, if the sacrament of reconciliation is uncomfortable, then I don't think we're listening to the voice of truth. Because the enemy has a voice too. And we can learn to recognize it. And we can learn to reject it. And we can learn to ignore it. But we need to acknowledge that there's a battle, that there's an enemy, and that we fight the enemy with the armor that God gives us. In this Eucharist, he comes to us in his word, in this community, even in this priest. But most perfectly, he comes to us in this sacrament. Let him draw close to you. Let him arm you with faith, with truth, with the sword of his word, and with the strength of his spirit. With all your courage, with all your strength, with all your heart, resist the devil. Close your eyes. I invite you now. Close your eyes and invite Jesus to draw near you. To heal your wounds, to mentor you, to guide you into wholeness and holiness. The homework for the week is to let Jesus walk with you, beside you, everywhere you go. Draw near to you. Think of him there. Think of him right beside you. Make room for him there. Make room for him in your car, in your house, in your office, in your yard, or your field. Let him walk with you. And don't be afraid.